Welcome to the Love Her Wild podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Carver, and I'm here to talk to you about all things spiritual, manifestation, happily ever after, and creating a life that you love, because I promise you can. When in doubt, tread water. I think that when we are on a healing and manifesting journey, we so often think that we have to have all of the answers right now. And sometimes the answer is in the waiting. It is in the treading of the water. I had a client this week talking to me, asking, hoping, praying that I would just give her the answers. She told me her situation and said, okay, what do I do? What's the answer? And I looked her square in the eye and I said, tread water. She was like, what do you mean, tread water? I said, you have all of the tools that you need to make this decision. And you have your head on straight. You've done the work. You've done the healing. You know what you are doing. And if you can't make a confident decision right now, wait. You don't have to say yes. You don't have to say no. You can just wait. Wait for a sign. Wait for something to change. Wait for you to have more clarity. You can wait. Now, don't let this be confused with deciding to wait because you don't want to do what you know you need to do. Okay? Before I broke up with my abusive ex, I knew for months, years, that I needed to leave. Every time there would be an emotional outburst, something bad would happen. I'd see him screaming and yelling and cussing me out, and I'd be crying myself to sleep. I knew I needed to leave, and I didn't, because I didn't want to. I didn't want to believe that he would never reach his potential. I didn't want to believe that I was going to be a failure again in a relationship. I didn't want to believe that I couldn't fix him. And so I stayed. That is not the good kind of treading water. Because deep down, I knew what I needed to do. I was just afraid. Now, I will say that I got to where I needed to be eventually, and I left on my own terms. But if I had had the tools then that I have now, I would like to think that I wouldn't have been in that relationship in the first place. I would have ended things after the first date, like my intuition told me to. But even if I found myself in that relationship, months or maybe even a year in, I'd like to believe that I would have left much sooner, with my head held high and a lot less trauma. So what I mean by treading water is this. Say you're trying to decide whether or not to take your ex-boyfriend back, right? Now, most of the time, this is not a good idea. Let's just put that out there. But every once in a great while, there's an exception to the rule. Now, if this person is trying to force you into a decision, that should make up your mind right there. And so I would like to say, in a situation like this, where maybe you broke up for a handful of reasons, and now those handful of reasons don't exist anymore, maybe you're just not convinced that the change has been made. Tread water. Tell them, I don't think I want to make a decision right now. I'm going to just wait and see. I'm going to wait and see what happens. Or better yet, I'm going to keep moving down this path, and if everything that you say is actually true, that'll become clear to me. I'll see that. You'll prove it through your actions, and we can make a decision then. Or maybe you're trying to decide whether or not to put an offer in on a house, start a business, or maybe close down your business. If you don't yet have clarity, tread water. And like I said, if you do have clarity, you know what you need to do, and you're just scared, well, sometimes you're going to have to do it scared. And if you need a little extra boost, I'm always here to help. I'm always here to talk to you and help you game through why it is you're feeling the way that you're feeling, what you need to do, how you need to do it, what tools you need to pull out of that tool belt and put into action. But we aren't always going to have all the answers immediately, all the time. One of the hardest things for me has been deciding when to go 100% full-time in this business. When to take the security net out from underneath and just go for it. Some people say, close your eyes, take the leap, go. My business coach said, don't even think about that, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. Let it pay you full-time and keep some of what you love in your other business going. Keep it going until you know that you're not going to be desperate in this new business. You're not going to hit a month and go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? Because leading from a place of fear, desperation, and need is not the vibe. So I tread water in that business. I keep it going. I love it. I slowly allow it to decrease in the time that I'm putting into it, little by little, and one day, it'll just be a hobby. For now, it's very, very part-time. Don't feel like you have to know all the answers right now. You're allowed to take a week to think about it. 2, 3. You're allowed to look at someone you once loved and say, I don't know yet. I don't know if I can fully trust you again. Yet. Or ever. I don't think I'm ready to start dating again. I just don't know if I want to quit my job. I don't know if I want to take this other job opportunity. In those moments, while you're treading water, seek clarity. Don't just sit there and expect the clarity to come to you. Ask for it. Ask for signs. Ask for direction. Start pushing a few different balls forward and see which ones start to move. I always tell my clients, when you're manifesting, when you're moving in a direction and you're not quite sure which direction is going to work, push on as many doors as you can and see which ones open. For those of you that have been following my car drama, that is the name of my game right now. I'm pushing on all of the doors to see which one opens. When my video went viral and CarMax reached out to me, I was pushing on that door. They slammed it right back in my face. I'm pushing on the doors of talking to lawyers, seeing where I should be filing complaints. Is it the Department of Insurance? Is it the investigative unit of the DMV? Should I be reaching out to multiple car dealerships and seeing if they want to sponsor me? I'm pushing on all the doors, and when one opens, I'm going to be the first to let you know. But I'm not sitting here at my desk just hoping something happens. I'm taking movements without holding on too tight, without expecting the answer right now, trusting that the universe is going to place the right things in front of me. They're going to close the doors I'm not meant to open, and they're going to open the doors that I am meant to fall through. It's a funny balance, moving towards a goal while also not holding on too tight, also trusting the universe, keeping it light and free and breezy. As humans, it's so easy to get caught up in the how something's going to happen, or if something's going to happen. I do it all the time, still. None of us are perfect. But the joy in this work, the joy in having done this for so long, is that I can oftentimes clock myself pretty quick. I'd be like, Brooke, you're focusing way too much on the how right now. You need to simmer down, take it back a notch, and get some clarity. In any of the goals that I set for myself, whether that was finding my husband, whether that's this business existing, this podcast starting and growing to where it is today, any of those things, I set a far-off goal, and then I tell myself, the how is none of my business. It's none of my business. The universe is going to figure that out, and they're going to figure it out way better than I could have ever. things are going to fall together more in more alignment and more seamlessly than I could have ever masterminded it together. And so I'm going to let them take care of that. All I'm going to do is start walking in this direction. And when I have the energy and the capacity, I'm going to run. And I'm going to trust that as I'm running, just like a little dude in a video game, as I'm running and taking leaps, the stones, they're appearing under my feet as I leap. Where I'm supposed to go, it is seamlessly being thrown in front of me in real time by the universe. Boom. There's a stone. There's a stone. There's a stone. Run, run, run. Oh, I need a break. That's okay. We're walking. Sometimes we're crawling. Sometimes we're stopped to take a little water break. But focusing so hard on the, oh my God, oh my God, I need to know right now. I need an answer. How's it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Should it happen? None of those questions are what we should be focusing on. Instead, if you allowed your brain to just turn those questions off for a second and go, universe, I trust you. Trust fall with the universe. Go back and listen to that podcast episode. I trust you. I'm going to just take a giant leap, and I know that the floor, that the running lane, the road is going to appear before me. I know it's going to. All I need to do is run and choose a direction. So, if the problem is you don't know which direction to go, you don't have the answer, you're at the fork in the road and you don't know which way to go, tread water, pause, run in place, and ask for clarity. What do? Which way should I go? In some cases, it's just time. In others, it's, all right, I'm gonna push on a door in each direction, and whichever one opens first, that's where I'm going. Whichever one feels most aligned, whichever one feels the least forced, that's what I'm gonna do. When I started this business, I had so many goals. Writing a book, which I started, this podcast, my courses, growing my TikTok, growing my Instagram, doing one-on-one mentorship. There's so many pieces to the puzzle, and I didn't quite know where to start. And so, I started a couple things and waited to see which doors started opening. And I leaned into those things, and when I felt like running, I ran. And as new opportunities came about, I leaned into those as well. And all of the cards started falling as they were supposed to. The one-on-ones took off first on their own. I felt inspiration for a course, and I recorded it all in the course of like 2 weeks. And then another one and another one. The timing for everything is given to me because I trust it. I trust the universe to give me the timing, to give me the road I'm supposed to run down, to take care of the how. And I seize the opportunities when they're presented to me, even if I'm scared. And I move. If I feel like something's holding me back, if I feel an old energetic cord, a string holding me, preventing me from moving forward, I work on cutting it. Where's the source? Where's the string coming from? Why is it holding me back? How can I release it so I can keep moving? But like I said, if you just don't know, take a pause. That's okay. You're not always going to have the answers. Sometimes you just need a sign, or a one-on-one, or an extra journaling session, or maybe you know what you need to do right now. You feel called out as I'm saying these words, and you're just going to have to do it scared. But only you know that answer.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Love Her Wild podcast. If today resonated with you in any way, shoot me a comment and tell me how you feel. I'd love to help if I can. And if you think that this would resonate with any of your friends, share away, because I'm trying to reach as many of you as I possibly can. Go make your life great.